Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
They did break the ground on the Obama Center on the south side. On a phone line is Mike Strautmanis. He's the Executive Vice President for Civic Engagement with the Barack Obama Foundation. You know, I think we'll have a lot of conversations like this between now and its doors opening in a few years. But in the meantime, let's get started. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Tell me what's happening over there first, and then I'll ask you a little bit more about what's going to happen down the road. But where are you, where are they in the construction today?
Sure. So the city got started in April with some of the preliminary work that needed to be put in place. And just Monday this week, we started construction of the Presidential Center. So it's an exciting time. I think some of the things that people will see is there's a track and field that was on the site where the Presidential Center is today. That track and field is being moved so that the community still has access to it. The Obama Foundation actually donated the funds for it. It's going to be awesome, and everybody's really excited about it. And, you know, 4 years from now, we're going to have a tremendous attraction. It's going to bring in visitors from all over the world, some real amenities for the people in the neighborhood, and we'll have help the economy by putting a lot of money into the city and into the area. So we're really excited about it.
I remember some of the original architectural renderings. Can you describe for us what it will look like from the outside?
Of course. Well, the first thing, as you're coming to it, you'll see a tower that is going to hold the museum of the Presidential Center. That tower, and I hope people get a chance to go to our website at obama.org to take a look at it, will have inscribed on the outside of it words that came from President Obama's speech when he went to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the crossing of the Selma, of the Edmund Pettus Bridge down in Selma, Alabama, about ascension, about our opportunity as citizens to shape the course of our nation and our community. But if you're there and you hop off the CTA bus, or you're coming from Metra, or you're driving there, what you're going to see is parkland. We have created this site. The design of it really enhances the park experience. It connects the park. It creates woodland, quiet walks. But people will also see a place where folks can, you know, get out and have a picnic, visit a branch of the Chicago Public Library, have a nice bite to eat at a restaurant. And then finally, there will be training areas, classrooms that will be there training the next generation of leaders from right around the city and all around the world.
I mean, that tower, does it represent something? I know you spoke maybe around that idea, but is it supposed to be representative of something per se?
Well, I think the architects, and we're really proud of the design team. We've got the first Asian American woman who's designed the Presidential Center. The architects have described it as representing ascension. Yeah. And if you participate, when you go into the center and you start at the bottom, you're going to start with a story of me, a story about yourself. And then as you go up the tower and you participate in the experience, what you'll start to get a sense of is a sense of we, the idea of what we could do together. So it represents ascension. It also represents the four sides, four different. There's a picture of it that's in our on the website that has four hands coming together in order to create something together greater than they could do individually. And then finally, when you get to the top, you're going to be able to enjoy the lake, beautiful Jackson Park, the south side of Chicago. And we're excited about taking that lakefront experience that's so special, that is, frankly, if you go to the north side of the city or downtown, you know, the kind of investment that you see, the infrastructure that you see is fantastic. We're excited about bringing that same level of investment and infrastructure to the south side, extending that experience from the lake to the beautiful south side of Chicago.
you know, my hope and concern at the same time is that it will unite the north side with the south side. I know that where it's positioned could geographically do that, but it seems to me too often grand gestures like this don't necessarily attract investment in the immediate neighborhood or attract people because either the area doesn't accommodate it or the people don't want to go there. Do you worry, do you have that concern that it's not going to either attract the people or it's not going to attract the investment in that area that it could?
Well, let's first talk about the people. You know, we had a study done by Deloitte that took a look at what our estimated visitation is, and it said, you know, 700,000 visitors a year. That's pretty significant. The second thing we're going to do is we have a great partnership already with all of the museums in the park, from as far north as the Notbart Museum and as all the way down through the museum campus to our neighbor, which we're creating a museum campus and Museum of Science and Industry. The other thing I'd say is today, the Museum of Science and Industry has traditionally been the most visited museum in the city. The challenge is that people come to the Museum of Science and Industry, they park underneath, mm-hmm. They visit the museum, and then they leave. Yeah. And so the design of this both pulls people from the museum and pulls people who come to the Presidential Center into the neighborhood and into the community. So we have been intentional about creating that opportunity. And when it comes to the resources, we're already seeing investment. You look at the work that the City Department of Transportation is doing on the streets around the Presidential Center, making them safer, making them more accessible. You know, Lakeshore Drive, many years ago, one lane was added to one side of it, but they never finished adding the lane to the other side of it. Well, they're doing that associated with this project, and the investment in the park has happened already. But the other thing that I've seen is a level of entrepreneurship and energy from the neighborhood, people who are commercial corridors who are already making decisions about how to create outdoor seating and outdoor dining to attract people, people who want to start businesses, making souvenirs and the like. And so I think that the economic strategy is going to come. But the last thing I'd say is to people who are listening, President Obama has made a $700 million bet on the south side of Chicago. That's how much we're investing in it. And I think we want people to invest with us. And our fundraising from the city of Chicago shows me that the civic leaders of the city get that and are committed.
How much more money do you all need, Mike? I thought I saw $800 million. Did I see that number in the press this
week? Yeah, so it's $700 million for the cost of construction. There'll be $700 million for the cost of construction. We're going to also raise the money for an endowment as well. And so we think we'll need over $1 billion to be able to fully realize this effort. And if you look again at the fundraising numbers, and we've just released our annual report that we received so far, we're well on our way to meeting that. The bulk of it at this point, however, has come from outside of Chicago. And so we're making a call as we get to groundbreaking for Chicago to kind of step up and participate. And we've gotten great feedback already from local foundations, companies, corporations, and individuals. So we're well on our way.
Well, I'd hate to see this vision not realized. We're talking about it as though it's a foregone conclusion. You need that sounds enormous to me, $1 billion.
Well, you know, make no small plans, right? Is that the work in Chicago? And I think, you know, we have had this year and the, you know, in the middle of everything that we've been dealing with COVID, we've had our best fundraising year for a couple of years now. And so I think that, you know, $14 million this year alone, specifically for directed for the OPC. Obviously, we have raised the funds necessary to start and complete construction. So I think you got to have a big vision if you're going to be able to have the transformative impact that's available when you have, you know, the 44th president of the United States wanting to create an institution that will change the landscape of the city of Chicago. And look, the last thing I'll say is this, you know, I don't travel that much anymore because of what we've been dealing with. But when I did and I went around the country and I went around the world, you know, what you hear about Chicago is you'd hear about Michael Jordan, Al Capone.
Yeah.
You know, the Cubs or the White Sox, depending on who was doing well. I want people to see that not just in downtown, but our neighborhoods around the city are vibrant and attract people into the South Side in particular. And you know, that's what this is all about.
Hey, before I let you go, so walk me out of the Museum of Science and Industry to the Obama Center. If I'm like, I'm not on the lakeside, but I'm on the west side of Science and Industry,
sure.
How do I get to your building?
So what you're going to take a look and you'll see this, you know, sort of beautiful landscape. We've taken some of the buildings and pushed them into the ground and we're going to have the park on top of it. So you're going to have some topography. You're going to walk slightly west and slightly south. You're going to go past the beautiful lagoon.
Right.
Also, you're
right.
Probably going to exit out of the back doors of the Museum of Science and Industry facing the lagoon that are closed today, right? You're going to open up into the lagoon. You're going to come back around. It's going to be a very quiet, wooded area for walks, some bike riding.
Would I be able, able to walk from the Museum of Science and Industry to the Obama Center?
Yes, without crossing any roads, without having to deal with traffic. Today, if you wanted to walk from that space where the site of the Presidential Center, the Museum of Science and Industry, you'd have to play a little Frogger to get across the traffic.
Yeah.
And that means people don't use it.
Yeah.
Right? And it's this beautiful area of the city that we're excited to open up, you know, not just to the rest of the world, but frankly to the city itself and even to the residents who live right across the street.
Mike Strautmanis is the Executive Vice President for Civic Engagement. Can you tell? The Barack Obama Foundation. That's a compliment, Mike. Well done. It's nice to talk
Thank
to you,
you.
Today.